Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
We've got Warren Wills, composer and musician, who's here to talk about a few things, actually. So Warren,
he's always a busy man.
Warren's always got something going on, and he's just returned from overseas, and we're gonna have a little bit of a chat about that.
Yep.
And his current projects. Welcome to the show, Warren.
It's very humbling to be back in Australia and relatively safe to be back in Australia.
We're certainly the lucky country, aren't we, where we live? Yep.
Well, we certainly are, And I've been back for a week now, and as I think I mentioned to you privately, but I seem to have somehow unwittingly inherited this mantle of the white token male Western musician roaming ambassador that goes off to far-flung plains. I think last time I came in, I'd just come back from Baghdad.
Having done the
National Theatre of Baghdad. But I've just come back from Kazakhstan, from Astana. Whoa. And Burabay.
What were you doing?
I was invited to go to the Burabay Festival to do some performances and music theatre workshops. And I've got to tell you, it was a fantastic atmosphere, and so much so, and I'm Jewish, and I was over there during the time of the festival called Sukkot. And what was fantastic is they invited me to this event where the local Kazakhs, who are Muslims, and some guests who are actually who are Jewish were together building the Sukkot. And I joked to people, I said, well, who actually attended the Burabay Festival? And I say, anyone who was from a country that ended in IA, Armenia, Estonia, Lithuania, or Stan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, they were all there.
There's a whole lot.
And it was a most fantastic festival, it really was. And beautiful people, and the interaction, and I hate this expression coexistence, because it's like you put two plants out in the garden and water them, they're coexisting. This was not coexisting. This was real creative interplay interaction. It was fantastic and very exciting. And so much so, at the end, I had the fantastic experience to meet these four Russian couples who had just fled on principle from Russia, leaving behind their homes, their families, their jobs. I mean, this takes a hell of a lot of courage.
Yeah.
And I was also very humbled to receive the Eitmatov Medal for our services to the arts.
Congratulations.
Very humbling. I thought I was going to be in trouble. They called me up. I thought, oh, my God, I was sort of nodding off. I thought, what have I done wrong? But it was, the whole experience was fantastic.
So, Warren, just explain to our listeners, what was the music that you went there to present to them?
The thing about it is my big shtick, and always has been, is styles. And when I was about 18, and I love Western music and I love jazz, excuse me, and all the rest of it, but I get very excited when someone says, oh, can we do something with some Arabic musicians or with some Kazakh musicians?
Oh, so you work with them to create music?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, at the very moment, which I'll come on to in a minute, I'm doing a lot with the Chinese community here, Tongji, which is the Shanghai University Alumni Association. There are thousands in Australia, and fantastic musicians playing erus, which I now know what they are, which is a two-stringed violin that sort of is a stand-up violin, traditional flutes and all the rest of it. So I get very excited when there is a way of linking together what I bring to the table, and I'm a very keen person to raise my hand to learn more and inquire about something, which is great.
And that takes you to another level with your music understanding.
Absolutely. It was very funny as well. I was at the Astana and Demagogical, if I can pronounce correctly, College of Music and Arts, and I had about 200 people as part of a music theatre masterclass and workshop with a Russian translator who I loved, because I'd say, what are they talking about? And he'd go, it's only waffle, which I loved. Just give me the gist. Cut to the quick. And it was such a humbling experience to interchange ideas from where I'm coming from about improvisation and styles and so on, and from where they're coming from. And surely it's got to be the way forward, is cut through culture, the grassroots level, that we can interchange like that.
And were they open to, well, obviously, because that's why they were all there, part of this festival, so they were open to what you were suggesting to
100%, 100%.
them?
100%, 100%. And for me as well, it's been fascinating where you only hear about groups of people to actually meet groups of people. The last trip I did to Kazakhstan, we actually went to the Uyghur Theatre Company. Of course, the only time I ever hear about Uyghurs is this appalling talk of genocide in China and everything. Mm-hmm. So to actually meet, you know, all these people, it is very humbling and it's very reassuring in so many ways. I was there for a week, went to London, and things changed like that. The mother of my children, my ex-wife, used to be the head of Jewish care for about 20 years, which means looking after the aged care facilities. On the Monday after 7th of October, she was called out of retirement to set up a whole protocol situation because all the windows at the aged care facilities were smashed, whoa, paint was daubed, graffiti, very reminiscent. And I kept saying to people, if only peace could catch hold as quickly as fear. I mean, fear is like, it's like wildfire, yeah, and peace seems to catch on rather slowly. Mm. So the world's changed, I think, for so many people from that viewpoint, which is why, again, one of the things I want to talk about here, we were going to be doing an event to commemorate the 85th anniversary of Kristallnacht.
Tell people what that is that might not know.
Well, on the very similar to what I'm describing, on Monday the 9th of October, what happened in Golders Green in North London,
yep,
happened on a much larger scale in Berlin on November 9 and 10, 1938. Mm. And it really was seen as a precursor to the Holocaust.
Yep.
And basically, people who were very angry and the whole sort of hatred boiled over, and it was the breaking of glass and the burning of books and the beating of people and all the rest of
it. Any Jewish shop, they were breaking their windows.
Correct, and the burning of books, and it kind of scares me. Salman Rushdie made a great speech after he came out after his terrible assault, and was talking about the fact it may well start with the banning and burning of books, but we all know where it goes from there.
Yeah, yeah.
So important stuff, but I certainly would be very insensitive and didn't want to give the opinion. I was getting pushback from so many people that now is not the time to do that.
Yeah.
There is a much bigger global thing going on, and it should not specifically be about this one incident, and which is why I was delighted to say with our Chinese friends, they approached me because there is a guy I'd never heard of, a guy called Hu Feng Shen. I guarantee you most of our listeners haven't. He saved 30,000 people's lives by falsifying visas so they could go to Shanghai. Yeah? A very little known character. And the Chinese.
Almost Schindler's List?
Exactly right. The Chinese Schindler.
Yeah.
And in the same way that I championed the incredible efforts of William Cooper, who made an...
Now, tell people who he is.
William Cooper, at the age of 78 years old, read an article in the Argus newspaper and decided he could no longer stand by while this appalling hostility and atrocity toward the Jewish people was going on in Germany.
And who was he, though?
He was a 78-year-old Aboriginal elder,
yep,
and he was part of the Aboriginal Advancement League, and to our knowledge, he led the only private citizens' protest to the German government, which in an extraordinary way, one of the final acts that Angela Merkel did was to recognise, yep, the petition.
Yeah, yep. And there's a statue of him in Shepparton, is that right?
Correct, that's absolutely right, absolutely right. And although we've done a lot of stuff about William Cooper, it was fantastic that other names then came forward.
Yeah.
And I was approached, as I said, by Tongji, this Chinese group of people, and said, please, can we want to tell you about this guy. And they started showing me videos and photos, and I thought, we have to include this in the show. So it's no longer the night of broken glass, but it is the night of building bridges.
Hey.
And the byline is to honour humanity, empathy, courage and friendship.
And what will be the music? Will it be Chinese or a bit of...
It is right across the board. It really is going to take on... when I say it's inclusive, it really is inclusive.
Yeah.
As it should be. And in Australia, we can certainly do that, I think, without any fear of anyone saying we can't have this. I mean, this is the other thing. For me, having worked so often with the Muslim community, and I was invited in December to go back to Iraq, now to Mosul. Now, I don't know if many of our listeners know this. Mosul used to be the stronghold of ISIS. They were defeated there. And not so long ago, maybe 2 months ago, there was a wedding. 250 people were burnt to death at the wedding. It was quite a big story, including the bride and the groom. And I was approached by some promoters in Amman, in Jordan, who said, we want to do a whole fundraising thing for this whole village, which has been so badly decimated by these fires. And I just thought, in a time when we're only getting bad news out of this area, what a fantastic thing. And I said, can you bring a couple of English singers along? So it's something that we are all working toward. And yes, of course we can do it. And the question is, why doesn't it happen more often is the question.
Yeah.
Arguably there is an expression, obviously, if it bleeds, it leads. And so often a lot of the good work gets shoved under the carpet, unfortunately.
Now, so when are you doing it and where?
The concerts we've got coming up here, the Night of Building Bridges, is on the 24th and 25th of November, Friday and Saturday. And as I say, and it's in partnership with Cultural Infusion, IOFC, with Tongji, which is the Shanghai University alumna. Plus, we've got quite a good input from Blind Sports and Arts Victoria, with whom we're also doing quite a number of projects next year. It's Barry White meets Jack the Ripper on a bad day, let me tell you.
And where's it going to be?
It's going to be here in Melbourne at Amar. It's the most beautiful ballroom, which is in Kooyong Road, Toorak. And so that's going to be happening in November. Then hopefully it's, going to Mosul in December to do this this Whoa. Benefit, which will be really exciting.
Yeah. And how can we find out more about this event coming up in November? Is there a website or something?
Yes, there is. The best thing is to look up the Young World Choir.
Right.
The Young World Choir.
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm really thrilled to say, and I think it is very humbling to be able to wear two hats, one of which is very much a commercial West End hat. And certainly a lot of the time I was in London was doing West End-y things. I've got to give a plug. One of the best experiences I've had was to see Cameron McIntosh's new production of Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends, which had a number of old friends of mine in it, including people like Janie D, Jason Pennycook, but Bernadette Peters is in it, who's 75. It is so brilliant, utterly brilliant. Choreography by Matthew Bourne, Stephen Mears, Julie McKenzie directed. It's just fantastic. Yeah. So wearing that hat, life is good, but far more, I think, relevant to what's going on in the world today.
So give those dates again and where it's on in November.
So the 24th and 25th of November, which is Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
It's the Night of Building Bridges. It's at the Amar Ballroom, 226 Kooyong Road, Toorak. Beautiful Art Deco building.
And what website do we go to?
Go to the Young World Choir and all the information will be there.
Warren, it's always a treat. And I can't believe the amount of energy you have and what you do in this world is awesome. Congratulations.
Much appreciated. It's very humbling.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much. We're talking to Warren Wills here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.